This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about healing. We're bringing you a lesson from our healing school, which is every Thursday night at 7 p.m. It's open to the public. That means it's open to you, and we encourage you to come because you need to know that it's God's will to heal you. How can I say it's God's will to heal you? Because it's God's will to heal everyone. Not only is it God's will to heal you, God will heal you, and we'll show you how to get healed, and we'll pray with you and agree with you for healing. People think so often that some man will bring healing to them. No man will bring healing to you. A man can bring the word of God to you, and God works through his word. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, God sent his word and healed them. But we have to renew our minds because our minds tell us that God doesn't heal today. We haven't seen healing. I haven't seen that. Well, you will see it when you get your mind renewed. What is your mind renewed means? It means you think God's thoughts, you think God's word, not what man says. Another scripture along those lines is Romans chapter 10. The Bible says, and I'm just going to paraphrase, that we don't need to bring Christ down from above for healing. We don't need to bring Christ up from the dead for healing. What are we going to do? The Bible says the word is near you. Where is it? It's in your mouth and in your heart. It's not the word of God in your Bible that's going to heal you. It's the word of God that's in your mouth, and it's in your mouth because it's in your heart. How do you get it in your heart? You meditate on it day and night. You believe it. You meditate on it. You think about it. You roll it over, the washing of water by the word, and then it's in your mouth. You see, it can be in your mouth without being in your heart, and that won't do it. It can be in your heart not being in your mouth, but it has to be in your mouth and in your heart, and God works through his word to heal you when you put it in your mouth and in your heart. So we're talking this week about the fact that God works through his word. Father, we thank you that you watch over it to perform it. Father, we thank you that we approach it as it is, the word of God. And so, Father, we thank you that the author of that word lives in us. And so, Father, we yield to him tonight to give us utterance and to give us ears to hear. Open our hearts and our minds this evening, Father, to your word, that we might walk in the light of it unto all pleasing. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Yes. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, as you know, we're talking about healing. And, health care, which they've some way or another termed insurance, health care. And of course, God is the healer, not man, is a topic that has been shoved down our throats as of late. But it's time we looked at what God says and walk in the light of that. Amen. So let's open our Bibles to John chapter 8. We've been talking, this is our third lesson, the first two, and tonight, perhaps next week, well, most likely next week, because I've still got 30 pages of notes on this subject. I just keep getting more coming to me. We have got to establish the fact that the basis of our understanding and our faith and our life is the Word of God. As I've said over and over again, there is no one in here who was born again until you heard the Word of God. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. I wasn't raised a Christian. I never heard the gospel until I was 27 years old. And I had a friend of mine by the name of Dean Norland. And Dean was one of those quite brainy people in high school. In fact, he worked at the radio station as a junior in high school on weekends, did the weekend news on KFJB in Marshalltown. And the only job he's ever had is a newsman. He's been a newsman, a Washington correspondent for some newspapers and radio and TV stations in Washington for many, many years. And after I got born again, I was talking to Dean. I knew that Dean wasn't a Christian. He was a good man, but he wasn't a Christian. And his response to me was, "Ron, I was born a Christian." Well, you see, no one's born a Christian. Just because your parents maybe were Christians, and of course, if your parents were Christians, they'd have probably told you you weren't born a Christian. Right? No, no one is born again. No one becomes a Christian until they hear and act upon what they hear. That's the way God works. It doesn't matter what it is, you have to hear first. Amen. John 8:31. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, or who believed him. Now they didn't believe very long, because you know they got mad at him very shortly. But Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you continue, if you abide, if you remain, if you dwell, if you tarry in my word, you are my disciples in reality, indeed, in actuality." That's a pretty good test. People who never read the Bible, don't continue in the word, they may be Christians, but they're not disciples. Disciple means a learner. Verse 32, "And then," or it says, "and you shall know the truth." I put in the word "then." "And then, after you abide, after you remain, after you dwell in the word of God, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, we need to realize here that Jesus is talking about my word, and then he's talking about the truth, so he's clearly stating that his word is the truth. Amen? So we could state it this way: if you continue in my word, then you shall know the word, and the word will make you free. Isn't that exactly what he's saying? That's precisely what he's saying. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, don't answer this till you've heard the whole thing. Is the truth, the question is this: is it the truth that will make you free? Part one of the question. Or is it the truth you know that will make you free? The answer is it's not the truth that'll make you free. It's the truth you know that'll make you free. Amen. Still the truth. It was the truth that Jesus died for your sins before you ever heard it, but you weren't free. It's not the truth that somebody else knows that'll make you free. It's the truth that you know that will make you free. Now that fits precisely with Romans chapter 12. So turn over there. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world." In other words, know the truth and don't be conformed to this world. You see, those are two opposites. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In other words, Christians have to renew their mind, "that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Or in other words, we could put it this way: be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by knowing the truth. Isn't that what he's saying? The truth as found in the Word of God. Be not conformed to this world. Does the world believe that God heals? No. So any Christian that doesn't believe that God heals is conformed to the world and not to the Bible. And that's just the truth. Does the mind that has been educated by the world, is it conformed to the world or to the Word of God? It's conformed to the world until that mind is acted upon by the Word of God. The washing of the water by the Word. Amen? Romans 8:6. Another scripture that we're going to fit in together with this. We're not in any hurry. I've had several people call me and say, well, has this school already started? Yes. Well, how long will it last? I said, well, it's just going to last, you know, all year, I expect. And so we're not interested in getting to the end. We're interested in knowing the truth. Amen. So that we can stand. And the more you know, the more you can stand. Amen? You know, when I was in Vietnam, I saw a lot of people that didn't take standing seriously. I carried 400 rounds of ammo. Went all the time. Day and night. I didn't take it off at night. I had banned. I didn't take it off at night. Why? How are you going to find it in the dark? One or two scriptures isn't enough. You got to load up. You got to be ready. You got to be instant, in season and out of season. We're building a deep foundation that till we know that we know, if it's the truth that's going to make us free, then we need to know the truth and not be swayed back and forth. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death. Well, the carnal mind is an unrenewed mind, isn't it? Because the carnal mind, the unrenewed mind, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So the carnal mind will not obey the truth, will not act upon the truth, will not accept the truth. And everybody has a carnal mind until it's renewed. Put on the full armor of God. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our Healing School, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through you, the body of Christ.